Well, good morning. How many of you know what it means to be brave, to have courage? What's it? When you're not scared, right? Or maybe it means something more. I'm going to tell you a story. The Cherokee Indian, traditionally, in order for a young boy to become considered a man, he had to prove his courage. And he would spend the night out all by himself. And his dad would take him out into the forest, and he would set him down on a stump, and he would blindfold him. And he'd say, "You stay here all night. Don't take off the blindfold, and don't move. Just stay here until you feel the sun on you in the morning. And no matter how much you are afraid, you still do it, because courage means doing it even if you are afraid." And he would sit there that night, and he would hear sounds. Then he heard something rustling in the bushes and the reeds, and he's thinking, "That might be a snake, and it might be about to bite me, and maybe I should peep. No one would know, right? No, I'm going to do what my father said." And then he would hear things through the night. He would hear noises, and maybe it's somebody out there. And he was scared, but no, he was going to do as his father said. And finally in the morning, when he felt the sun on him, and he had been tired, felt the sun, he pulls that blindfold off, and guess what he saw? His father, sitting not far away, had been watching over him all night to keep him safe, even though he didn't know it. You know, God is like that Cherokee father. He watches over us. Even when we don't see it and we don't know, he watches over us to keep us safe. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for watching over us to keep us safe. We pray, Lord, that we would be an honor to your name and never disgrace you. In your holy name, amen. Amen.